Smart technology dominates human existence. Smart technology encompasses devices that can gather data, connect to networks, and provide advanced control. Shortly, having smart features won't be a choice when purchasing items like electric toothbrushes. It will be the norm. Opting out of having your movements, actions, and preferences tracked won't be an option. When we talk about technology, we're also talking about power. Those who control technology can shape how others live and work. This means technology decisions are political because they affect people's lives. When citizens aren't involved in these decisions, it's like giving power to a small group, making it feel like living under a ruler's rule without actually being called that. Digital capitalism. These three facets of technopolitics provide actionable insights into digital capitalism. 1. Interests. Smart technology propels corporate interests forward, often at the expense of human autonomy, societal benefits, and democratic freedoms. 2. Imperatives. In the realm of digital capitalism, there's a relentless drive to gather data from every corner and exert control over individuals and everything around them. 3. Impacts. Despite the allure of convenience and connectivity, people are forced to grapple with unpredictable changes to their lives and compromises to their privacy. There's no secret plot to harm society. Instead, the system tends to favor those with privileges. To navigate through capitalism's focus on exclusion, extraction, and exploitation, society must critically evaluate the dangers and threats posed by digital capitalism. Data equals power. Amazon revolutionized retail, shaking up giants like Walmart and recently acquiring Whole Foods. Amazon Web Services acts as a central hub in the cloud, extending Amazon's reach into daily life. Corporations and governments utilize it for computing power and data storage. Whole Foods, for instance, will monitor shoppers' purchases, transforming physical stores into real-world websites. In return for constant surveillance and sacrificing privacy, Amazon offers convenient shopping with automatic billing. This illustrates smart technology's role in reshaping society to align with the goals of digital capitalism. Data serve as a type of capital, akin to money or goods, and possess diverse applications. They can be utilized for various purposes, including 1. Profile and target individuals. Companies profit by learning more about you, for example, data for personalized ads. 2. Optimize systems. Data aids in increasing efficiency and reducing waste, leading to cost savings across various operations. 3. Manage resources. From health apps tracking weight to city traffic flow analysis, data-driven insights enhance system management. 4. Model probabilities. Predictive analytics utilize data to identify patterns, like pinpointing hot spots in neighborhoods. 5. Build stuff. AI and machine learning rely on data to create platforms. For instance, Uber's existence depends on data. 6. Enhance asset value. Smart data utilization can prolong the lifespan of assets like machines or cars, preserving their value. Technocrats aim to profit from data, seeing it as valuable as money or goods. However, data aren't passive. They're actively manufactured for specific goals. Terms like data mining and data as the new oil are misleading, as they imply data exists solely for extraction. Without compensating individuals, technocratic entities exploit and steal their data. Digital capitalism turns people into data streams. The society operates under sovereign, disciplinary, and control powers. Sovereign power historically enforced compliance through force. Disciplinary power shapes behavior through institutions like schools and workplaces. Now, with the rise of digital capitalism, control is exerted through smart technology embedded in apps, phones, and Wi-Fi networks. Digital capitalism wields influence by transforming individuals, into what French philosopher Gilles Deleuze, 1925 to 1995, termed individuals. Rather than engaging with the whole person, the system interacts with fragmented aspects of their identity. When sensors track your temperature or count your steps, they compile this data to create a behavioral profile. Data brokers then sell this information to businesses and governments. These data-driven profiles enable more precise targeting of consumers and assist entities like law enforcement, employers, and government agencies in various assessments. For example, they can predict who might commit a crime or identify individuals at risk of loan default. The impact of data streams on insurance. Data streams are making a big impact on insurance these days. In the U.S., health insurance is linked to jobs. To encourage good health, bosses are using tech to keep tabs on their workers' health. This tech sends data for analysis and can even affect what benefits employees get. Also, some home health tech secretly gathers data to watch and punish users who don't use it right. Car insurance firms track driving behavior, adjusting premiums accordingly, potentially overtaking advertising and funding smart tech. By linking premiums to daily activities, insurers influence people's behavior, gaining significant power over individuals' lives. Granting significant power, driven by profit rather than government control. Smart tech monitors behavior for control. China exemplifies the use of data streams for extensive control. Through Zima Credit, Sesame Credit, in partnership with Alibaba, China consolidates its vast data into a social credit system, gauging individuals' worth and reputation with a three-digit score. This system, drawing from diverse professional and personal sources, rewards high scores while penalizing low ones, potentially creating a digital underclass. China plans to implement this integrated system in 2020, emphasizing the consequence. If trust falters in one aspect, restrictions apply everywhere. In the lower-paid, unskilled job sector in the U.S., there's a worrying trend of increased surveillance. Take Amazon, for example. They watch every move of their workers in their fulfillment centers. Other companies use software to track keystrokes of remote workers or even implant chips in employees to manage tasks like opening doors and using vending machines. This new level of invasive monitoring is a product of capitalism's long history of prioritizing profit over worker well-being. Many people willingly bring smart technology into their lives because they believe in the Silicon Valley ideology, that every problem can be solved with technology. But this approach, called technocratic solutionism, often overlooks human values in favor of purely technical ones. Smart city is an urban war machine. Some envision the smart city as a perfect world where life is effortless and cutting-edge technology enhances everything. But actual smart cities in places like South Korea and the United Arab Emirates haven't lived up to the hype. The real smart city isn't some distant dream. It's already here, quietly woven into our daily lives. Think about your smart home gadgets, your TV, fridge, even your vacuum cleaner. They're all part of it. Smart technology grabs our attention with promises of a dazzling future filled with innovation. Yet, while it offers convenience, it also sets boundaries on how we behave. Smart city solutions involve utilizing technology to anticipate and address crime, with a focus on enhancing safety for vulnerable members of society. For example, Palantir, a company based in Silicon Valley, offers surveillance tools to law enforcement agencies. The lack of transparency and accountability raises concerns among citizens. Other technologies analyze cell phone data to assess potential threats in different neighborhoods, helping predict where and when crimes might occur. Smart city solutions, like Palantir's tools, aim to predict and prevent crime but lack transparency. Police gather data on potential threats, merging it with private and public information. This creates searchable databases termed fusion centers, supported by companies like IBM and Microsoft. The extensive surveillance raises concerns about privacy and accountability. Sacrificing civil liberties for security leads police to target high-crime neighborhoods, deepening marginalization. Predictive policing exacerbates this cycle, infringing on privacy and civil rights, and risking wrongful prosecution and bias. Ultimately, trust in law enforcement suffers as a result. Transparent, accountable data governance. To develop data extraction and digital control, engage in collective action to reshape digital capitalism. Explore alternatives in these ways. Unmake systems that exploit and control. Workers can assert their power by challenging and circumventing technology that seeks to control them, reclaiming their autonomy and undermining capitalist dominance. Democratize innovation. Rather than allowing a select few to dictate the direction of technology, involve users as active participants in the process. By demanding transparency and accountability, we can ensure that smart tech serves the needs of all citizens. Make smart tech a public good. Advocate for government investment in technology that serves the public good, prioritizing community well-being over corporate profit. In the digital era, tech giants hoard data, harming democracy. To fight back, demand oversight and ownership. Strengthen regulations and enforce antitrust laws to challenge their power. This ensures a fairer system where data benefits everyone. Empowering individuals with control over their data stops big tech companies from making money off it and would make society better. Sharing data as a common resource could help find and help those in need and make social welfare systems better. Instead of being something only the rich can profit from, data would be like electricity, a service for everyone. A data repository would keep people safe and reward companies that want to use it for good. The benefits of data should be shared equally to make the most of it. Key points. 1. Smart technology's rise signals a shift in everyday life, impacting privacy and autonomy. 2. Digital capitalism prioritizes corporate interests, potentially compromising individual rights. 3. Recognize data's value as currency in the digital era and its impact on power dynamics. 4. Surveillance and control are entrenched within smart technology, shaping daily existence. 5. Collective action and transparency are vital to challenge tech giants' dominance. 6. Empowering individuals with data control can lead to a fairer society.